the Over a Cup podcast. I'm your host, Tara Cole. This podcast is for moms who feel too busy, distracted, and tired to spend time with Jesus, much less help their kids do the same. This podcast will help you feel encouraged, inspired, and equipped to fight distractions and find the time to deepen your family's relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much for being here with me. Pour yourself a cup as we learn how to focus on Jesus together. Friends, welcome to another episode of the Over a Cup podcast. I am so glad you're here. This is my last episode for 2022. I will see you back here in January, and we will continue looking at the main ideas or the main topics in everyday prayers for the school year. But for this episode, before I sign off for the year, I thought I would kind of give you a gift and read a chapter of the book to you, because I know you're busy. I know you have a lot of things going on. So I wanted to give you a quick podcast that would hopefully feed your spirit, but help you as you go through this holiday season. So I'm going to be reading from day 18 in Everyday Prayers for the School Year. Day 18, may they remember God's truth. Matthew 10. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care? And even the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Matthew 10, 29 through 31, NIV. My son stood in the middle of the karate ring facing a giant. His opponent was easily half a foot taller than him and several years older. As they took a fighting stance to begin sparring, I saw the determination on my son's face. But he lost. Over and over, he lost. He could have blamed it on the fact the other kids were older and taller, but in reality, he simply wasn't prepared to fight kids so much bigger than him. By the end of the match, his heart was crushed. I saw his face fall as they announced the winner and presented him with a sword. Despite his disappointment, or maybe because of it, I have a favorite karate picture of my son that doesn't show him with the winning trophy. Instead, it shows his shoulders hunched and his eyes facing away as one of our karate instructors kneels by his side with his hand on my son's shoulder. You can tell from the photo that the instructor is speaking life and hope to my son's disappointed heart. The prophet Jeremiah experienced this type of disappointment too. There were several times throughout his lifetime that instead of viewing him as a hero, the people sought to kill him. See Jeremiah 26. However, early on in Jeremiah's ministry, and several times throughout it, God reminds him as who he is. He proclaims his truth over Jeremiah and his ministry. He says, I chose you before I formed you in the womb. I set you apart before you were born. Jeremiah 1, 5. Knowing God's truth helped to reorient Jeremiah and keep him faithful. Something to think about. This is what our children need to remember every day, but especially on hard days. Though we want to see them always get the A and win the contest, they won't. Their foundation must be something stable that never changes, Jesus. But how do we help our kids get that foundation and build their self-worth on it? It starts by building during the good times through prayer, reading God's word, and memorizing what God says about them. I like to think of memorizing scripture as sparring practice against life's adversities. In Ephesians 6:17, we learn that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It is our only defensive weapon against Satan's lies. When we help our kids memorize scriptures that affirm where their value is found, teach them what that means, and pray it over them, it helps them learn how to wield the sword of the Spirit and arms them for battle on those hard days. If you need help, you might start with the extra verses listed for study or prayer. During mealtimes, I like to invite my sons to repeat the verse that hangs by our kitchen table. They don't always want to say it, so I don't pressure them, but most of the time they do. The promise of ice cream after they've said it 10 times really helps too. I hope that when I tuck God's truth deep in their hearts, it will be the soundtrack of their lives. When the hard times come and Satan pours his lies over them, my prayer is that God's truth, the sword of the Spirit, will defend them and speak life to their hurting hearts. Some extra verses for study or prayer. Romans 8, 31 through 39. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. 1 John 4, 9 through 10. Our prayer. Lord, may our children know that they are valued by you because they are yours, not because of their accomplishments. And some questions for deeper reflection. In what ways does your child struggle with their self-worth? Use the verses in the extra verses for study your prayer section, and others to help your child fight Satan's lies with God's truth about them. So that's the end of the chapter, but I've had some questions about this chapter that I thought I would also go ahead and answer for you. So one of the questions I've had from a listener is that they asked, well, what scriptures do you have by your table that you mentioned in this chapter? And so for us, those scriptures come from a variety of places, from Romans 8, Ephesians 1, or 1 John 4, 9 through 10. Some of them are some of those verses. We also have verses that my kids are memorizing for church. Some of the verses are from what they're memorizing for karate, because we go to Christian Karate Academy. And so there's some monthly verses there. Some of them are verses that I found in my own studies and thought, hey, this would really help them. And so I have a chalkboard that I will write the verse on if it's short, or quite honestly, if it's a longer verse, I will simply just type it up, or actually copy and paste it from somewhere like BibleGateway.com and go ahead and just print it out and post it there, tape it to the chalkboard. Because if it's longer, I don't try to squeeze all that on. But those are some ways I do it. A few years ago, I did create a workshop called Sharpen Your Sword that has verses in there for it. It takes you through a detailed way that I've used over the last, goodness, almost 10 or 12 years for my kids to help us memorize scripture consistently. Now, this isn't a fast way to memorize scripture. And the reason I say that is because I'm honestly not that interested in the memorizing hundreds of verses a year. The reason for that being is that I instead have them memorize about 12 to 24. And I say that because we memorize generally about 1 to 2 a month. Because as they're memorizing it, I try to get the meaning of that verse into their hearts. I very intentionally talk about, well, what does it say here? What do you learn from this verse? What do you think about this verse? And then often during their blessing time in the night, you probably heard me talk about that before. If you've been on the podcast for long, I will turn that verse into a prayer for them. So the verse on our chalkboard now is from Ephesians 4:29. And it says, you must let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up so it may benefit those who listen. So in the evenings, when I say a blessing over my kids before they go to bed, I turn it into a prayer and I say something like, may Liam, who's my son in the other room right now, Liam, may no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up so it may benefit those who listen. So I'll turn it into a prayer like that. Others of them, there's many prayers in this book you could use. So you could go through and have them memorize the verse of the day in this book, and you could do the prayer over them at night would be another way to do it. Or like I mentioned, that Sharpen Your Sword course that's available at taralcole.com/shop. And I'll also link it in the show notes for you. Also has a bunch of verses there for you, some printouts, even is a quick workshop that just will last you about, I think it's 5 to 7 days. It will take you through all the steps I use to help my kids memorize scripture over the last decade. But I hope and pray that this chapter has blessed you as you go about your holiday rush. I look forward to being back here with you again in January. And let me just pray over us as we close out this fall year of the Over a Cup podcast. God, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for watching over our families. Thank you for being the God who hears and who listens and who wants to remind us how loved and seen we are by you. May we be able to speak words of life over our children's hearts that help them to also know how loved they are by you, how special they are by you, and that they were born with a purpose. Thank you so much for us getting to celebrate this holiday season with you, where we come together with friends and family and get to celebrate the birth of your son and how he came here to be our grace and our truth and to bring life to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all for joining me, and I'll see you back here the first Tuesday in January. Bye-bye. Friends, have you picked up your copy of Everyday Prayers for the School Year yet? If not, make sure you put it on your Christmas list. It would make a great present for yourself or the other moms in your life. Everyday Prayers for the School Year isn't just for back to school, but was written to help you pray God's Word intentionally over your children throughout the school year. Begin your Christmas shopping by picking up your copy, or 10, wherever books are sold.
For more details about everyday prayers for the school year and special bonus material, go to taralcole.com/books.
To make sure you don't miss a single episode, please hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. If you found this podcast helpful, please leave a rating and review on iTunes to help others find Over a Cup and join us on this journey. Thank you.